This is the Capture Your 365 podcast, a podcast about everyday photography for everyday photographers. This is episode number 30, reviewing our week in the life.
Welcome to the Capture Your 365 podcast. This is Katrina Kennedy, and I am here today with my lovely co-host, Kelly Buss. Hello, Kelly. How is your week?
I was waiting for that one. It's like my weather, my week, my life.
Yeah,
like
my world. I had a thought and it didn't come out.
That's okay. That's okay. My week is good.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, so I asked you about your week because we're going to talk about our week in the life.
Woohoo!
So we both did Ali Edwards' Week in the Life project. Last week for 7 days, and we thought we'd come together and talk about the process. So we haven't talked about it yet, right, Kelly?
No. We made ourselves be quiet about it because sometimes, we want to be fresh.
Exactly. Sometimes there is a 30-minute podcast before we start recording. Exactly. But today we did not have that conversation. We didn't talk about the topic at all. And so that we could dive in and get started. So for those of you who don't know about Ali Edwards' Week in the Life project, it is a project where you document your life for 1 week throughout the day, taking photos of what you do, where you go, the people around you, and then bring that together into a scrapbook and where you have the words and the photos documented together. So both Kelly and I have done this project before, and I don't know why, but this year I felt really compelled to jump in. I really wanted to do it, and I'm not exactly sure why. It just seemed like a fun project to do. I do it every year, but I was super excited about it this year. So Kelly, as you went through, last week I noticed a lot of things about my process. As you went through and completed your week in the life, what did you notice this time around?
How much lazier I get each time.
Well, tell me about that laziness. Yeah. Like lazy taking pictures, or lazy in life.
Lazy in pictures, lazy in taking them. I took a lot of pictures, so I guess I didn't get that lazy. But I start out really gung-ho and take a bunch with my DSLR Monday, Tuesday. Then a few less with my DSLR, more with my iPhone by Wednesday, Thursday. I think Friday and Saturday, I'm almost 100% iPhone. I've just put my DSLR back down. I'm just back to my normal, what camera is in my pocket, and just grab a quick picture and stop worrying quite so much about trying to set it up or make it look a certain way. I just am like, oh, we're playing a game. Take a picture, quick, move on.
I noticed the same thing. I actually got my DSLR out much less as well. I think it's just easier. It's just easier to use the phone. And, you know, all in all, the quality, I think, especially with daily life photos, the quality's there. Like, I still have good quality.
Right. Well, and, you know, it's just so easy to prop that phone up on the counter or someplace and set the timer and be done versus the DSLR, which I got to make sure it's focused correctly or the settings are correct. You know, it's just, like you said, the quality is just so good sometimes that was what surprised me, because I started the week going, I'm going to use this camera all week long. And by the end of the week, it was, oh, it's upstairs. I'll just take a picture with this one. Oh, I left it downstairs. Oh, I'll just take a picture with my phone, because the phone is always with me.
Right. It's like in my pocket 99% of the time. So it's much easier to grab. I noticed too that the quality of my photos, like getting like an amazing photo, was really less important. And I think that's what I really love about doing a project like this, that I really just get into seeing what's happening and documenting that, not so necessarily setting it up or finding the best light. And I kind of came away thinking I have three types of photos that I take, and I'm good with this. There's the photo of like the moment that is just this cool thing, and I want to capture it. Then there are the photos that I really care about getting light and angle and everything perfect. And then there's the photo simply for a memory. And those are sometimes the photos that are blurry, that are grainy, that are ugly, that are framed poorly. Like everything about them is kind of wrong, but it helps me to remember. And so much of my week in the life I do through photos rather than writing everything down. I will tend to take photos that I can look back on and remember and then do my writing when it comes to the scrapbook part.
Yeah, I don't even hardly write ever. So I just
that's right. You're the non-journaler.
I'm the non-journaler. So I barely write anything anywhere along the way. I always have these great intentions, but I really fairly don't. I don't. But I'm with you. Some of my favorite pictures are those memory ones where it's just like something happens instantly and I take it, you know, and if I had tried to set it back up or tried to repose them or go, oh, I didn't quite get it right. It's never the same. So you choose the grainy or the blurry because it was the true emotion or the true moment versus the forced one to recreate it. Just not the same.
Exactly. You know, this is about our life. So it should reflect that. It should have that everyday feeling that you know, everyday life presents. I think that part of this project is incredibly freeing. I think sometimes with taking a photo a day, we work really hard to have the perfect photo, the beautiful photo, the photo that looks different than others. So it's nice to kind of step that down and just come back to like my life and my details and the things that I see.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So Kelly, what was hard about your week? You started off, you know, shifting your camera a little bit, and I know that was different than you expected, but what was hard for you this week?
Well, just to continually keep that energy up to take the picture. You know, and I don't mean like have an energetic picture, just more I noticed that by dinner time I'm done taking pictures. And you know, so I'm like, "Oh, we're playing outside. I should take a picture." Okay. All right. You know, I just kind of have that feeling of, unless we're doing something that's really fun or exciting, the end of the day, mundane is mundane. I'm just like, I don't care. We're out. I don't care. You know, and so I'm like, no, take another picture. So I notice I have the biggest gaps in the evening. It's really hard by dinner time. It's on the downhill, you know.
And I think photo taking probably mirrors your energy throughout the day.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And you know, you've got five boys. My guess is by the end of the day, your energy is zapped.
Some days, definitely. So I think that's what you know. I think it's great that we did this right after the 10 ways to take a picture podcast. You know, because I found myself using those. You know, we're shooting a game, playing a game. Okay. I'm standing above with the iPhone or my camera real quick, just sticking my arm out, trying to get a picture with the, you know, general composition working for me. That kind of stuff. Or we're outside, you know, we're at the pool. I'm sitting on the side, just like we talked about. So I thought it was really neat how many of those I did use, just because I've done it. I know it works. I just kind of put it in auto mode, take the picture, move on. And there's, probably only a few pictures, you know, that I feel like were kind of a new or an innovative look at our life. It was more just like, this is life. Take the picture.
Yeah. Go with what you know and you're going to get the result that you would expect. I think that's really wise.
Yeah.
For me, it was really difficult and strange because I wasn't at home.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a week in our life, but it's not the typical week in our life. I actually traveled with my family. So Shay and Ian went with me, but I traveled out of the area. I went about 2.5 hours north of where I live for 3 days, and I worked. And anytime I work and that falls into the week in the life, I have noticed that it's harder to take photos. I mean, one, for the work that I do, it's funny that I qualify like I worked. I work more than 3 days. So my half of my life is as a trainer. So I am in the classroom with people and I'm there for the full day. I was there for 3 days straight. And you know, it's not people that I have a long-term relationship with. So taking their photos to share outside of like that room is a little awkward. and probably not the most professional thing to do. So my photos for those 3 days, while, you know, the bulk of my day was spent in that room, I have, you know, maybe some photos of the table that I use up front. And I did take a couple of photos of people's hands working on projects. And then I took a class selfie on the very last day. Mm. And I let them all know, like, I'm going to put this out on social media. So if you don't want to be in the photo, don't be in the photo.
Yeah.
And they piled in, and it's kind of funny. But I did find that my evenings then, because I was traveling, because I didn't have all of the home things that I would normally have at the end of the day, I have a lot more evening photos. So where you were shutting down, I was like turning it on, because I'm like, I've got to have something if I'm going to show my week in the life. So, of course, there are a lot of food photos.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when you meet your family and you're in a strange town, you go to dinner. Right. So. And then, you know, there are a lot of photos of Ian jumping on the hotel bed. So it was a very strange week. And then we added on 3 days of just vacation travel and spent a lot of time in the car. So I have a lot of, you know, here's the road, here's the road, here's the road. But I think ultimately, kind of the exciting thing for me is that I have a week in the life documented. But I also have some vacation photos documented.
A little bit of both going on this year. Huh?
Yeah. And I'm horrible about doing anything with my vacation photos. I take them, but they don't ever move off my computer.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Exactly. So anything that you found that was easy?
Let's see.
Anything that worked?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
that's... just carrying my phone.
Right.
You know, we talked about that, but honestly... That is just the easiest, you know, and I use so many different, the self timer a lot. I don't have anything special. You know, some of those ones have you can clap or whatever. I don't know. I don't do anything like that. I usually just kind of give up even quality a lot of times and don't even worry about using the nice camera and just shoot from the front so I can see exactly what's coming in.
I did a lot of shooting with the front camera too, after we had the conversation on the 10 photos to take.
Right.
That had come up and I really appreciated that. And I'm okay with the quality. I'll live with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not planning on blowing these babies up. You know, it's not like these are going to be the picture that goes over the mantle. And, so I'm completely fine with that, with how I'm going to use them and put them in an album, and they'll be probably 4x6 at the biggest, maybe 4x4 or, you know, 3x4, depending on which kind of format. So I use that a lot, and that definitely makes things easy. Besides that, I think just thinking, take the picture, don't overthink it. That's what I really tried to do, was just, what am I doing? Oh, okay. I'm just washing dishes. Take the picture. What am I doing? I'm reading a book to a kid. Take the picture. What am I doing? I'm taking a nap. Take the picture.
Put my
feet out. Take the picture. You know, and I just really tried not to overthink it and tried to live with that, you know, and not worry about what my life might look like.
So. Yeah. So just bringing it into the flow of your day, making it easier. And I think for me, outside of those days that I really had some restrictions with taking pictures, it came easily because we were on a vacation. You know, we were traveling, and so the natural kind of routine, I think, in traveling is to have your camera out.
Yeah.
But I think I turned my camera, or really tried to turn my camera more to us, rather than, you know, here's this beautiful scenery, here's this beautiful, you know, here's the Pacific Ocean, here's this amazing redwood. I have those, but I really wanted, like, you know, here's our dirty dishes after we've had this meal at this restaurant. You know, here's the mess in the hotel after my husband has rifled through the suitcase. You know, like that kind of detail, more than just vacation photos.
Yeah. Definitely. I did try to make sure that I didn't want to just try to catch prettiness, you know, of my life. I wanted to catch, this is what I look like. This is what I look like after I'm done exercising and I think I'm going to die. This is what I look like, you know, This is what I look like when I'm at the pool. And my kids are like, you know, I try to catch it all in pieces and then go back and look at it and look at the whole big picture of it, you know, and to realize that is what I look like. That's what I look like in the picture. That's what I look like to my children, you know, and that's what they remember too. And so.
And those are the photos they'll appreciate.
I hope so.
I think so. You know, I think about looking back through my mom's family albums and even the photos like hanging in her home. And we didn't take a lot of like professional family studio kind of photos, but we have some. Yeah. And those are always the ones that I feel like, okay, like move on, like right. move on. Like I want to get to the real stuff. I want to get to the photo where I can dive in and look in the back and see the detail and the context and, you know, the toy that I had or the rock mantle that we had in our living room that we used to play cars on, like that kind of stuff is what I really treasure most in photos.
Yeah. Yeah. I noticed that too. You know, this is what the counter looked like. This is what the backsplash was. This is what, you know, all those kind of things that change over time. And
yeah. So that when it's 2040 and they look back and they're like, oh, granite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was so 2015.
Why did they have granite? Yeah. Or cement. Why did they have cement?
Concrete.
Thank you. Concrete. It is cement.
It is. I know. But concrete is a better word.
Better word.
It doesn't look gray like cement does.
Right. Yeah, it's not like a driveway.
It's not a driveway. Exactly. Same stuff, but it's not a driveway.
Yeah. So did you take any pictures of yourself this week?
Ah, that's a great question. Well, I was on vacation. So you know that I have a family tradition of taking photos together. So I did take, let's see, I took one photo. This one will surprise you because this is very unlike me. Okay. There was a full length mirror.
Oh,
watch out. There was a full-length mirror in one of the hotels we stayed in while I was working. And I got dressed one morning. And you know, you ever get dressed and you're like, I look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but sometimes.
Yeah, it happens rarely for me. but on this particular morning, I just felt like put together. And it was the third day of training. And I loved the group that I was working with. So I was going back and it was the day we were going to wrap everything up and say goodbye. And I stood in the mirror and I took a full length selfie because I looked good and felt good. And that's the best place to take a photo from.
Awesome. That's awesome. It is, you know, because I did a lot of different odds and end portraits this week. And some of them were with my big camera. Usually a lot of times when I was going to do a self portrait, I'd get out the camera for myself and just kind of play and, you know, spend 10 minutes instead of two. And it would be interesting, you know, to feel that confidence level of, okay, how much do I worry about this? Is this a 2 minute shot or is this a 5 minute, you know, or okay, move on.
And I did take a front facing photo with Ian. Mm-hmm. Where it's just the two of us. And then I've got several family photos. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I've got lots of family photos, actually, which I think, you know, is partially a testament to being on a little bit of a vacation.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really have any photos of me doing anything. And I know that's something that you included in yours and you include so well. But, you know, it's another one of those like, well, what was I really doing? I didn't cook.
Right.
Which is so bizarre to have a week that I didn't cook. You know, I didn't cook. I did no cleaning. I brushed my teeth, but who really wants to see that?
Yeah.
you know, like I did some of those just like basic things because our week was so different.
Yeah.
So I think though that all in all, when I bring it together, it will look like a week that, you know, it's a very good picture of this kind of odd week of our life. And I'm okay with that. I will live with that.
So how many pictures did you take?
Ah, good question. Good question. So so how many do you think I took? Because I know you know that
250.
250. Okay. Yeah. Well, you're low.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I took 499.
Wow.
I know. I was really surprised by that as well.
Yeah.
And 99 of those were with my DSLR.
Okay.
And 400 were with my phone. But it's, you and I did talk before we started about the fact that it's so easy with your phone to accidentally take five photos.
More than one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, and then there were some places that, well, there were several places that we went that I ended up taking like 50 photos.
Yeah.
Just because I was so intrigued, and because sometimes when I'm in the car, I get bored.
Right.
And my way of overcoming the boredom, I can't read in the car. I get horribly car sick. So my way of overcoming boredom in the car is to take photos.
Ah.
So you know that it was a lot of time in the car just by that. So
yeah,
it took us 2.5 hours to get to our destination. It took us 8.5 hours to get home. No, that's just because that's how that road is.
Oh, okay.
We went a different route. So like we went straight.
I was like, is that because of the smoke from the fires and traffic
not
or what?
All, not at all.
Okay.
So if you, if you look at a map of California, you can go up the 5 and that goes straight up to California. We went to a town called Redding. And which is kind of right, it's Northern California, right in the middle. And that road's very wide, even. I mean, it's I-5, so it's very big.
Uh-huh.
And then we cut from I-5 across to the coast.
Okay.
And that looks like this short road, but if you know California, we've got hills.
Right.
And so that actually went through the Trinity Mountains. And it was windy and slow and goes for a very long time and took us 3 hours just to get to the coast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that landed us in the town of Eureka. And then to get from Eureka home, it's just a long drive. It's just a long, slow drive, lots of mountain driving, lots of you know, coast, Northern California coast driving, which is very windy and slow as well. And we knew that going in. We knew that it was going to be a slow trip coming home, and we just kind of enjoyed that drive. But you are right. I did drive through some of the fire area in California, and that's where I took a lot of my photos because it was like the world had ended. It was so strange. The sky was so smoky, and there was just nobody on the road, and it was just still and quiet and just desolate. It was a really bizarre experience. So I have lots of photos of that just about 3 hour stretch of our drive. Both Shay and I had said just eerie.
Yeah.
And so grateful for firefighters that are putting their lives on the line to control those fires. Just unreal, like nothing I've ever experienced before. Mm. Somebody asked me if we saw flames, but we were never that close. We were just totally impacted by the smoke.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Kelly, now I'm going to ask you this question and
okay.
I know this is one of those questions when I ask you. Oh, I didn't let me back up. I shared how many photos I took.
Yes.
How many
I was getting ready
take?
To jump in with that, but then I didn't want to
cut
you off.
Yeah, no. I know I was like meandering on there forever. So, how many did you take?
Well, how many do you think I took?
Okay.
Since you put me
I think you took 175.
I'm sorry. Just cracked me up the way you're like, I think you took. No. Times 3.
What?
I took 600 pictures. Could you believe that? I had no idea.
You took more than I did.
I did. I had no idea.
Who are you?
I don't know. Well, I think part of it had to do with that, you know. And I've deleted some because I did already go through my Friday and my Monday and my Tuesday pictures. So I probably deleted 100 or so. So I know some of that, like we talked about, is that iPhone thing. And just click, 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 there's 10. You know, I didn't even, it's a self-portrait. There's 10, you know, right there. And I haven't culled all those. But yeah, I was really surprised that I had that many pictures.
Yeah.
I was really shocked. But I took a lot during the day. And so then that's why I think why the evening would come. I'd be like, okay,
yeah, I'm good.
Done. Done. You know, and then I was like, keep going, you know, but.
Wow. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I know. I'm really kind of shocked because by Friday and Saturday, I was really feeling the, you know, I am just done with this. Yeah. And so it wasn't even until this morning that I finally put the rest of them into Lightroom so I could see how many I had. And I was like, oh, I guess I did better than I thought I did, yeah. You know, because even on Saturday, the very last day, I took 102. Wow. And so, yeah, I was kind of surprised because I thought Saturday I was pretty much like, did I take any? I guess I did.
Yeah. By my Saturday, I was so done. I was done traveling. I was done being in the car. I was just done. I had a horrible breakfast.
Yeah.
You know how like you get really excited, like this is going to be the best breakfast ever. We found a place that I could eat and it was horrible. And so like that just set the whole tone for the day. Like I just didn't take photos. Too many done things, just too many done. And then when we got home on Saturday and I thought, well, I can take some more photos around our house. And I did nothing. I did nothing. We unloaded the car. I put everything in the bedroom. I didn't even unpack suitcases. And I'm just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I think everybody was. So,
yeah. Well, I know you follow Kathy Zielski and she was the same way. And she cracked me up because she's like, oh, I am so over this by time Friday and Saturday. She's like, I'm sure everyone else is tired of my life. I'm tired of my life. You know, that's kind of what I felt like was I'm tired. But I was surprised the amount of friends that I have that, you know, follow me on social media that don't really know quite about this whole take a picture every day thing, you know, don't know what we're doing, don't know what week in the life is. And how many of them would comment on my pictures? I love what you're doing right now. I love that you're catching all these extra details. And I tried really hard not to do more than 2 to 3 pictures on social media a day. Cause you know, I don't want to slam people with just routine, you know, but
and while we love you, we do appreciate it.
Yeah. And, you know, so I was really surprised how many people though caught that, you know, and were like, I love this. I love seeing this part of your life. And I thought, I kind of already do this.
Doing this for a long time.
Yeah. I was like, the pictures I'm taking this week really aren't any different. I guess maybe it's just that I hashtagged them a little differently and they saw a little bit more of my life, you know, for those ones that get on and I'm one of the 10 people they follow. I just filled their feed, you know, for two days.
And I think, too, you and I are social media early adopters. We've been around on Instagram, on Facebook, on, you know, on websites, doing stuff with on Flickr, everywhere for a long time.
Yeah.
And so now I think there's a whole new batch of people that are much, much, much younger at it.
Yes.
Not younger, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are just exploring it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I always think that with taking a photo a day, and you and I have had this conversation like, okay, is that played out? Is like, are we done with that? But then we're continually finding people who are discovering it and finding the joy in it and digging right in. So
absolutely.
Cool that you kind of touch people in that way. And I like to think that you maybe inspired some of them to take a look at their days and their lives and maybe grab some photos that way.
I hope so. Yeah.
A few of my favorite comments on social media, on Instagram in particular, that is my social media of choice.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, it's just so much nicer. Like I don't need to know like drama and things and Instagram just really, I think, kind of avoids that.
Right.
But several people mentioned that they were noticing more, like that they were, it was slowing them down and they were noticing more through taking their photos every day. And that always, I think, brings me back to why I do this and why Capture 365 exists, even that it is about noticing. It's about taking those moments that we don't very often. I like that stuff.
Me too.
Yeah. Me too. So one of the things I love about this project and one of the conversations I had, with Allie on a podcast, I think last year she did a podcast, a Capture 365 podcast with us. And one of the things that she talks about is seeing patterns when she goes back and looks at her photos and seeing patterns and things in her life. So I was just curious if you've had a chance to look back at your photos or even in just taking them, did you learn anything about your family or anything about yourself?
Well, you know, I know I am a simple person, basically, and so much of my life revolves around my family and my food And that's it.
And that's why I love you.
Yeah. And so, you know, I look at my days, you know, we were just starting school last week. So pretty much every day my pictures are morning routine, morning school, lunch, afternoon routine, which since it was August is pretty much go out to the swimming pool and burn off a bunch of energy at the swimming pool. And then dinner routine. And then that was when I started to run out of energy. So there's not so much of the evening routine, but that's what it is. You know, every day kind of looks the same. And so it was, okay, how do I get a different picture of somebody doing this today? Or how do I, and what I notice is, a couple people would say, could you make sure you take a picture of Jonah? Does he even exist in your family?
Oh.
And, you know, I'm like, you know, that's not me. That's the nature of having five children. And mm-hmm. you have kids that don't necessarily want to be a part of it. I mean, he's not grouchy about it. It's just more of a, he's not the camera guy. You know, he's
right.
just,
right. That's just you know, who he is.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have the teen that, you know, Jacob definitely doesn't mind being in the pictures. He's very willing, but he's busy and he's gone. And trying to remember to capture him or to include him when he's kind of off in his own little world or go find him, I notice those kind of things, you know. So I learn that I have my routine, and that's pretty much what this whole project is. It's really my routine, which means it definitely skews to the little kids more because they are the ones around me most of the day versus the big kids are doing their own thing, you know, or their own places. I don't know if I only have like one picture of JD the whole week. I'm serious. I'm looking through my pictures and I'm like, I don't think I took any of JD because he's that, gone at work and then I'm tired at night.
Right. So you just don't have that time with him.
Yeah.
Which I think is telling and one of those patterns, one of those things that you reveal in your week in the life. And you had gone into it saying that you weren't going to make it about other people, that you were it was really your week. Yeah. And I like that you stuck to it. And I think it shows.
Yeah.
It shows that this is what my day looks like and is important for your kids to see as well.
Well, and I can enjoy it then. You know, I took, like I said, almost 600 pictures, and that's me not going out of my way to go, okay, where are they right now? I hear them playing outside. I should go outside and take a picture. No, I'm at my desk. That's the picture I'm going to take is where I am. And I did make sure that I took pictures of them. Like I said, I just tried to make sure it was really, what am I involved in?
Right.
And when I'm involved in what they're involved in, there was a picture. When they're outside being good, I'm not going to go mess that up. I'm going to stay inside.
Well, and it's not really a true week in your life if you have taken the time to kind of orchestrate
to pretend
photos.
Like I'm far more active in my children's lives than I am.
That's hysterical. Yeah.
Super mom.
That's hysterical. No. Yeah, I have a lot of photos of Shay in mind, but it's like
it's vacation
Shay across
and
the
different.
Table. Yeah. Right. I mean, we sat down to dinner together with really good light and I was done with work at 4:30. So we would, you know, we would go to dinner at 5
and just sit.
That was the time that made sense. Right.
So do you wish you were doing it again during a regular week so you could catch those regular routines? Are you good?
You know, it's funny. On Sunday, I was like, oh, thank you. I'm so glad I don't have to think about it. But then Monday, I was like, oh, I miss it. I miss it. And I do wish that I had the garden and I had Ian. And last night, Shane, I did a webinar for the exposure class and I came downstairs and Shay and Ian are sitting on the couch and they're sitting exactly in the same, like opposite of each other.
I saw that picture.
Exactly the same. They have the same shirt on, like exactly the same shirt. They have an Apple Camp green shirt on. They have the same khaki shorts on. And it was hysterical.
Oh, that's funny.
And I thought, I just want that in my week in the life. Like that's a week in the life photo.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't set up in any way. You know, it was, I mean, they're totally grinning because they know how like ridiculously goofy they look. And so I did miss it. I did miss it. But, you know, I can easily do it again. There's nothing, there's no rule saying that I can't do week in the life on my own at my own time. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You finish. I was going to say that one of the things that I realized and I have loved is I dove right in on Sunday with we kind of deemed Sunday family quiet day, like, no, we're not going to go do anything. And we've had this crazy week. Let's just all like do what you want to do, but let's, you know, make it kind of quiet.
Right.
And so I decided to start putting my book together. I also have to admit that I was trying to get it done before you did so that I actually finished something. I know. That's mean, huh? But that's I'm mean. honest. Okay. And I loved putting it together and realized I haven't done that in a really long time. Mm-hmm. I haven't taken my photos and added words and put them into a format. And I really appreciated that process. I really was happy for that process. And I think it's the project and calling it a project and putting parameters around it that made it enjoyable.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's why I went ahead and bought the whole kit from Allie when, mm-hmm. you know, I told you last time that right. I just thought, oh, I want to have my hands on something. I want to go through and think it. And the other thing that I learned, or I guess I should say I was just reminded of, is how much I am a documentarian, whatever, what's that word? A documentary?
Documentarian, person? I would go and with
documentarian,
that.
Documentarian, thank you. That's where I shine.
Right.
That's the pictures that I create. I am not a portrait photographer. Mm-hmm. I try. I go out there and I just feel like I'm a blah, 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 and I don't know what to do. And I, you know, but oh my goodness, to start catching people just when they're in their own little world and they're candid, you know, they're taking a picture, you see it, you move, you look for the details that create the picture.
Yeah.
That's what I love. And so as I'm looking through these pictures here in Lightroom, I'm going, oh, oh,
yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh, he's yep. just sitting on the porch swing. He's just hanging out. He doesn't care that I'm taking his picture, you know, or, oh, 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 see, I just, that's what I loved. And so it, yeah. to me, it's kind of that reminder of, okay, don't try to get out there and the stuff and make it complicated. Just do what you love. And if what you love is creating this picture every day, like what we're doing, that's great. If what you love is compositing, go that's awesome. It. I mean, some people right. are so much amazing, gifted. I'm just like, whoa, I could never do that. I couldn't right. even envision it, you know? And if right. what you love is portrait work, that's what you should be doing. But I'm realizing, like, after this week, that's not a direction I need to be focusing on, at least right now. I just need to be focusing on following people around and catching them in their life. And that's
huge.
Me.
That's yeah. huge. And I think, you know, you have been around Capture 365 since the beginning.
Yep.
So almost 5 years.
Yeah.
And we started out with really that as our focus, you know, the
right.
everyday photo. And then over time, I think just in exploring photography and exploring
right.
where
oh,
our
yeah.
own parameters were and then like pushing those boundaries, we all kind of dabbled into other photography and tried other things on. But I think you and I have both had this realization over you last week, and I think mine's been
yeah.
like kind of bubbling for a while,
right.
That it has to come back to what we love, and it has to come back to that daily documentary detail that is so meaningful to me. I love photos that are set up and take, you know, you take time to do the lighting. And like you said, if that's what you love, go for it.
Yeah.
But it is those sweet moments, those life moments, those details that just absolutely, absolutely cut me to the core. And that's what I want to be taking as well.
Yeah.
Realigning with that is so important to keep your creativity going.
Absolutely. And I think it's really neat that, you know, obviously mine still leans toward people so much mm-hmm. because I have a lot of people, but
right.
I look at like Jeannie Thiessen
oh.
and, you know, her pictures are beautiful. And a lot of times it's not maybe part of her, you know, because she's so great at those wonderful mm-hmm. self-portraits, just a hands or something. But it's not, or might just be her daughter. And That's it. You know, she didn't have to have a house full of people to create beautiful daily pictures. Redonda creates beautiful pictures of what's going on. Sometimes she goes further and creates beautiful pictures with props, but a lot of times it's just beautiful pictures of what's going on in her life. Very seldom are there any people in her pictures, you know?
Right.
And so I'm kind of afraid of that stage, you know, and that stage is still a long way away for me. Mm-hmm.
But right. Yes, it is.
I that's probably a good thing, because I kind of feel like I don't know what I would do if I didn't have somebody that I could just, you know, try to capture what they're creating or doing or building. Mm-hmm. Or so anyway, this project's been good just for that reminder of getting those kiddos. Yeah.
That's awesome. I think it's so important that we just connect with what it means to us.
Yeah.
I love that. And you mentioned Jeannie. I have to tell you, just as an aside, that I got to meet her daughter, and they have the most remarkable relationship.
Mm.
And now that I know them both and have had the opportunity to talk to them both and share a meal with them both, when I see their photos, when I see Jeannie's photos, and Britt comes up often in her photos, it's so real.
That
their relationship is so real. The happiness you see in their photos, the joy you see in their photos, the connection you see in their photos, that is the real deal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I love that. I love that. I just, every time I see your photos now, they mean something greater to me. And yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So what's next? You've started working on a book, you said, huh?
I have. I bought
a digital or what? What
digital.
Are we doing here?
I'm going all digital. I bought Allie's templates.
Yeah.
And I bought the templates in, this is so weird for me, but she didn't have a square option. So crazy. I bought them in 8.5 by 11.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. I'm loving the different size. It's not a traditional size that I've used. And I'm loving how minimal her templates are.
Yeah.
And I've seen Kathy Zilski's and she's done some things to kind of spice them up a little bit.
Yeah.
I am leaving them as is and just dropping my photos in. Allie didn't place text blocks on the templates at all, which at first I was like, what? How can there be no text block? Where do I put my text? And then I got over myself and I am positioning the text block in some pretty amazing white space that's been left on the dated pages. And I'm loving that.
Good.
Absolutely loving that. And then adding the collage pages to do more. But one of the things that I really loved, and this is something I realized about my own photo of the day process, I love that the templates allow for me to have a very large photo for almost every day of the week. And that's something I've been missing with my photo a day that I've been doing the collect app cards, which I like, and I've been tucking those into a Project Life format, but I don't have large photos with my photo a day, and I miss that. I really miss seeing the large detail, and so I think I will be changing some of my photo of the day. But my journaling for my week in the life is almost all done. I may go back in and add a little bit more, but it's almost all done. I have to add in my DSLR photos. So far, my whole book is iPhone photos. And I'm kind of curious, and I'll put these out there eventually for everyone to see. I want to actually see if you can tell the difference between the DSLR and the phone photos, because I have a feeling you can't tell.
I can't tell. And a lot of them.
Yeah, there you go.
If I don't remember, you know. It just kind of depends on the graininess more than anything. Usually it's only if the light's low and the quality. That's the time, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a very similar thing, except for I'm printing everything out. I bought the book, so I'm still at 8.5 and 11 like you are. Mm-hmm. And it came. Basically, imagine everything you did, but in pieces. So, you know, I get the one big picture for one page, but then the next page is, you know, got the four, and the next page might have or whatever. So I just have to spend some time printing and getting things out. But then it came with cards and things. I'm not doing anything special. It's just putting it together and writing a few places by hand, because I seem to write better if I write by hand than if I type. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay. I am a typer.
Like
the words flow much faster from my fingertips when I'm at a keyboard, but that's just goes to show once again, Kelly, like everything.
Right. Well, the other thing I think I'm going to try to do is, and I haven't gotten this started yet, but I want to create a week in the life album on Flickr. So like there's one spot that if someone wants to go see all the pictures that I ended up with the end, that's where they are. You know, I can send my mom to them. Or because, you know, like I said, I only posted two, usually three a day, you know. But if somebody really wants to see the wackoness or the, you know, the routine, the boringness, you know, and it says wacko. It's really not wacko. It's just boring. It's just me making the bed. It's just a kid on the deck with a book in his arms. It's just, you know,
it's just your life. And it's not everybody gets to see that piece of your life,
but kind of all in one piece, you know, that's kind of why we're doing it. So I think I'm gonna try to get that done too.
Yeah. My Myra, you know, and right. Love Myra. Yeah. She always talks about it, like the peering in from through somebody's living room window. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, when you walk down a street and people have lights on, like you really want to kind of look in.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And so that's what Week in the Life allows us all to do. So we get to peer in your window, since I don't think I'll be walking down your street.
No, I don't think so. You don't have to worry too much about that out here.
Awesome. So I think you and I both should take photos of our projects and share them on the blog so people can see. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah. I like the juxtaposition too, that mine's digital. Yours is is traditional, and just to see our different approaches. And I think it's always fun too, to see just how different our lives are. I was talking with Shay yesterday about how different you and I are, but when you boil it all down to like core, like our foundational principles and like what we're trying to achieve in life, it's so similar.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we just have different ways of going about getting there.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, cool stuff. So
very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So next year, this is going to be in April. Week in the Life will be in April. Yeah, Allie's moving it, and I'm kind of excited about that. April's a little crazy in our house.
Yeah.
But I think that we won't go on vacation.
Yeah. So we won't have the swimming pool. So we'll have something else going on in the afternoon.
You'll just be able to like be outside again, right? Your temperatures will be better. So, it'll be a good time of year. My garden won't be very pretty. So that's a drawback, but I can live with it.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Cool.
We haven't done any picks from the gallery in a while, so I think we need to.
Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah, awesome. I want to say too that we've got a lot of ways that you can see the Capture Your 365 photos. We have daily favorites on Facebook, and we have weekly favorites on the Capture Your 365 community, and we're also doing daily favorites now on Instagram. And I have to tell you, I'm loving checking in with the favorites in all three of those places, because I feel so much more connected to the community.
Mm.
Really, really enjoying that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty amazing how big it's become.
Well, and just how much people are enjoying the prompts and interpreting them. And I'm always surprised at how many different directions what I think is a simple prompt, how many different directions that can go, and that there's not a right way or a wrong way. There's just your way.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Cool beans.
So.
All right. So I'm going to start with my photo, if you're okay with that.
I'm ready.
Mine is by Stephanie Montgomery, and it's for the prompt contrast. And I picked this because it seemed like such a good week in the life moment. And it's just this adorable little girl who has her hair up in little knots on the top of her head, sitting at the dinner table, and she's got the tongs and she's reaching for a corn cob. And I mean, she's the bowl of corn is bigger than she is.
Yeah.
And you can't really see her smile. So the only hint at her expression is in her eyes. And you can see the steam from the corn.
Yeah.
And I just love, like, what a simple moment in life they've captured. And
yeah.
then Stephanie has converted it to black and white, but it's a really soft black and white. It doesn't have harsh shadows. It's not a jarring black and white, but there's so many cool details in it.
Definitely. It's just, it looks to me like a piece of the Midwest, you know, the corn and the Melmac or the, I recognize those bowls from different people that I know, you know, those glasses. My mom has those crystal glasses and, you know, that's what it looks like to me. Just a big piece of home.
And it's got, you see the other serving dishes. So like everything's on the table for family dinner. Like,
right.
Yeah. I love that. It's just this little slice of Americana. And
it is.
And she is going to get that corn.
Yeah, she is. It's so cute. You can tell she's concentrating.
Right.
Getting that. And oh man, corn. Corn is king. We just had corn this week and it was good. So it makes me think of it. That's probably what my house looked like. My dinner table probably looked like that. So
yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. I guess it's that we can all connect to it in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Nice.
Cool. Well done. So thanks, Stephanie, for sharing your photo.
Yeah. Mine is completely different. Completely different.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine is alternating by Peggy P. And I loved it because, first of all, I just love the bright pops of blue. It's pictures of, I'll read it to what she says. These are the bracelets that I wore when my son and daughter-in-law married 9 years ago. My daughter-in-law is Pakistani and wanted to celebrate their wedding with the traditions that she'd grown up with. All the ladies in the wedding party wore, whatever that word is, langhas?
Langhas, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. And lots of bangles, and the men wore sherwanis. It was so nice to learn about their culture and customs. So she's got these beautiful, brilliant blue with like little, you know, crystals and then gold. And she's put it on a really cool, probably white box, you know, with a nice reflective surface. And I loved it because I loved the white and the blue and the gold all together. I loved her focus. I loved the reflection. But what I really loved is Peggy, to me, is another great example of somebody that very seldom you see people in her pictures. And yet she took the prompt. It made her remember, you know, she may have been walking around the house, I don't know, you know, going, what is this making me think of? And something that has value to her all of a sudden that maybe she hadn't touched in 6 years, 9 years, I don't know, you know, has now become part of her day. And I think that's great. That's how I see my project in a few years, is that sense of, you know, just what that makes me think of that day or what is important to me in that moment. So.
Well, and it's very much a way of showing people in your photos without showing people.
Right.
Because you've documented that memory, you've documented that story, you've got that connection, and you've done it in a really beautiful way. And this is just a juicy photo. There's so much goodness to it. And the story just takes it home. I love that her white is white.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful. Her white balance in this is just gorgeous.
Yeah. Perfect.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
It's just a really pretty picture. I just liked looking at it. So,
yeah. Interesting. So now you've got me thinking about photos without people.
Yeah.
About people. Sounds like we might have another podcast idea there.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe we need a guest who doesn't have people readily available.
I don't know.
Might get some
people.
That. Yeah. Maybe somebody can give us a suggestion or two.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Who they might have in mind that is
not
taking photos of people so much, but is getting some good stuff out there.
Right.
I actually have somebody in mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll discuss it.
We'll talk about that later, huh?
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Well,
good.
Kelly, thank you.
Yeah. Always good.
This was your idea. This topic was your idea, and I think it was awesome. I think it's a great way to wrap up our week in the life.
Yeah. And, you know, for those of you listening, if you're like, oh man, I missed it, you can still do it on your own.
Right.
This is, you know, not just this one week. It's kind of fun to to, you know, piggyback off of everybody's energy. But, you know, you don't have to wait till April. You can still do it and tag it Week in the Life. And,
absolutely. Yeah. And if you jump on Instagram and you search the hashtag Week in the Life, you'll see lots of different perspectives, lots of different takes on it. And you can, of course, always ask questions in the comments, and we can lead you to some resources there as well. And we'll link up to Allie's website and Kathy's and a few other things that we mentioned today in the show notes. So you can find all of that there. And then you can expect to see Kelly's pages and my pages that we've put together. You can expect to see those soon. Right, Kelly? I'm just really proud of myself that I may actually finish this one, and I may finish it before you do.
I think probably you will.
Yeah, but I probably shouldn't talk so much. I probably should wait until I'm done.
Until you're done.
I'm a good starter. It's on. All right.
Nobody gets dinner tonight. Mom's finishing.
That's right. All right. Yeah, you have a few more obstacles in your house than I do. So, all right. Well, Kelly, thank you once again for being here. And thank all of you for listening to the Capture 365 podcast. You can head on over to capture365.com and leave us a comment. And as always, if you love the podcast, head on over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. We'd love that, and leave us some comments there. So thanks so much. Have a great day and enjoy taking your photos.